Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey, scum. Turns out plumbing the Death Star can be stopped, as once more Melbourne enters another lockdown for hopefully only another week. But don't worry, as soon as we're let out of our houses and allowed to ruin your days with bad comedy, we'll be doing just that. Those that already grabbed tickets should have received an email about the new date and time. You'll be able to see us live and in the flesh. So now we'll be performing on Saturday, July 10th at 3:30 p.m. The perfect time for us to ruin your lunch and put you off dinner with our terrible mouths. So if that sounds appealing, the link is in the show notes and hopefully we won't be in lockdown again. Surely. Right?
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what would you do with 101 Dalmatians?
So the plumbing boys, we've moved in next to a lovely couple whose dog
is...
The darling couple. The and their dogs have just had puppies. Mm. They got two
Roger
Dalmatians.
Roger Darling and...
Mindy Darling. Mindy Carling,
Annalee. Annalee?
Anna something. Mm. It's Anna something. This will destroy us.
It's Anna and Roger,
I think,
right?
It's Anna and Roger. Yeah. So they've had some puppies.
That doesn't sound right.
It isn't, but I wanted you to move on.
Yeah.
That's why I said yes, because I hope we can move past this, but you've got your phone out, so we can't.
No, it's all right. I'm checking something else with my phone.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
No. We believe you.
It's fine. 101.
Lady name.
Anita. I just want you to know that I got that before. Look, name's not on the screen. I got it before we
Your
got
brain
there.
Was just churning
I just
over.
Want to double check. Yep. Anita Campbell Green Dealey. Fuck.
Damn it. The Darling children went to Neverland. We're fucking stupid.
The Dealies had the dogs.
Okay, the Dealies. Anita and Roger Dealey. They've moved in next door to us.
Campbell Green Dealey, thank you.
Excuse me.
That's only Anita's name. She's been married a bunch.
People have a cool thing called middle names. Anyway, they've had some puppies.
They're not her middle names. Campbell Green are hyphened with Dealey.
Well, then her parents, it's not double-barreled. It's really not important.
Could be.
And so...
What if my plan with the dogs, Jackson, you don't know, you're not in my head, involves a triple-barreled name?
You're right.
That quadruple-barreled name.
What your intent is.
Yeah.
But they've moved in next door. Their dogs had puppies. They're two Dalmatians. The two stupidest dog there is, the Dalmatian, has had puppies. The sluggish, hog-like synapses of the plumbing boys are firing. And we're like, we see the puppies, we look at each other, and we know each other's scheming face. We're like,
I have an idea.
We got some puppy plans.
We got some puppy plans. Okay.
We each retire to our individual rooms to
come
figure
out
them
with
out.
Some schematics, a big folder.
Schematics?
And be like, all right.
Sam is making a machine.
Okay, so I'm like, all right, boys. What are we often to have? We have, where is... I guess a hole in the market, right? And that is so young people.
Sure.
What do they love? They love
TikTok,
horses.
Vaping, masturbating.
TikTok, vaping, masturbating.
TikTok,
horses, right?
Vaping, masturbating. Sorry, me and Disha are starting a band. Yes, horses.
Okay, so like a lot of like, it's all very news. Oh, look at that little girl. She wants to be a horse girl, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's so expensive.
Sure, children love horses.
Okay,
wait.
Yes?
Can I just interrupt? Is your plan here to turn 101 horse girls into 101 dog girls?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I thought he was going to turn 101 Dalmatians into one horse. I was scared.
So it's like, okay, we get it. Like, ponies are big.
That's
even though they are a small horse, they are still quite big and could trample a little girl's head.
I would first off
is smear the pony and horse industry
okay.
by really emphasizing how much force a horse or pony's hoof has yeah. on a little
can
girl's head.
Can we do it
head.
Like this? Can we book some time on like a community television or whatever late at night
yeah.
and I'm holding a pumpkin with a little kid's face
yes.
drawn on
yes.
it and then you're like, it's Douche's hand comes from off screen and jabs the horse in the rump
no,
and
I'm
its
like,
hoof
so this,
crushes the
imagine
pumpkin.
Imagine if this here pumpkin was the face of a little girl and you put that here and my boot is nothing but a horse's hoof. Boom! Look, it's gone! Explodes! Now what if that hoof was the gentle paw of the world's stupidest animal, a Dalmatian? He's missing.
Yeah.
He don't know where it is. He dumb. He don't know.
What if... Are you saying that if he did get it, that would be bad?
I mean,
still?
No. Then I just gently caress... The pumpkin.
So and, your plan yes. is to simply just distribute 101 dogs.
No.
Because
we'd have a ranch.
Okay, dog ranch.
Okay,
Charles Abbott's yeah. dog ranch.
Because, okay. You know, like,
okay, you're
like,
not just simply like, handing out 101 dogs nah. because you have a ranch.
Yeah. So it's an investment property.
It's an investment property. This seems
no,
well thought
investment
out.
Business property.
Investment business property.
Do you need a ranch for dogs?
Especially because if like you're just trying to turn... I think what's happened here, yes. Jackson.
Yeah.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Let you just have a thing.
Okay, me and Dusha will figure out what's wrong with our friend.
I think what Joel Zaman has done here is he's thought, horse girl, Dalmatians are big.
Yes.
Can replace
the horse in their mind.
Forgetting
yeah.
that
yeah. Yeah.
people have puppies.
Well, here's
like,
my,
dogs
yeah,
are.
Yeah, that's thing. Already happening. Yeah. But here's
it's actually
my,
more common to have a dog than a horse.
Here's my crazy thought, did he buy the ranch first?
Yeah.
He's going to buy the. Is he going to start a farm with 101 dogs?
I think what may have happened is he's bought a ranch without a plan.
I think he's bought a ranch as part of some other scheme.
Yeah, scheme fell through. And he's trying to shoehorn this
second
scheme.
The other day, the four of us all individually thought of a centaur. And we're like, what would you do with a centaur? And each went to our rooms. But we forgot about that quickly. And as part of that, Zaman has a ranch.
Yeah.
And now he's going to fill it with dogs and then distribute the dogs to people who come to the ranch.
Yeah, well, this sounds like, because you know how if you go to say, like, a horse place.
You had so long to think, yet nothing came.
So long to think, and yet horse place was probably
so you go to a horse place, and then because, like, I don't want to look after a horse, and they do it all for you, and then you're like, hey, I want to ride this pony, and I want to go to wineries, and you do a horseback winery thing, and I'm like, that's great, because I don't have to deal with dealing with a horse.
Are you opening a winery?
With a Dalmatian, but the person riding the Dalmatian can't legally drink, so...
Charles Hammett's dogs and wine.
Yeah,
dogs and wine. Okay, what if
different
plan? As opposed to
burn the ranch down,
sell the ranch.
No, I'm selling the ranch.
Okay, so, just buy the ranch back.
Oh fuck! So, as opposed to.
You're about to pitch us service animals, but for booze.
I was going to be like, it's like a walking tour to wineries, but you get to walk a dog.
Are you starting the winery?
Taking your dog for a walk.
Yeah.
Are you starting the winery in your ranch?
No, he sold the ranch. No. He's bought the ranch.
I
back
thought we bought it. We bought it. Got the guy keeps the dog somewhere. Well, a ranch is a perfect place to keep a dog.
101 dogs.
So we're putting. So we. So just to get
okay,
the.
Okay. So it's a. It's like. It's a. We make fair.
Sell the ranch?
No, at the ranch. We have a ranch.
Put a fair so in the ranch.
Yes.
In the winery ranch.
So we
still
need...
Still a winery?
So everything you do at a fair...
Did we crush the grapes? Did we sell the grapes?
Are we actually making wine here? Or...
Wait,
so there's a fair...
Okay, so there's a fair. Everything that we do with a fair is Dalmatian themed.
Okay.
So again, you have dog rides. So you put a saddle on a dog, you can go for a...
Dusha sidebar.
Wait, hang on.
Dusha sidebar. Is this just his horse idea again?
Yeah, it's just his horse idea.
Has he just changed the location?
Yeah.
It's one aspect, right? There's a fair. There's many things to do. Like, in fair, you often have, like, a market, and there's, like, of local produce, so, like, cheese. We can make dog cheese, can't we?
Yeah, you know how we famously make horse cheese?
Yeah.
What are you saying? You're trying to replace a horse with a dog?
Riding the dog? They're like, hey, you want to try this dog's cheese?
This dog milk cheese?
I really don't.
If you could just point me to the exit, I would.
That sounds really. Actually, sounds really bad. Yeah. I might go home. Okay.
So, yeah, we make
so
a whole
So, with this fair, There's two places, dog gyms.
What other? It's been a while since I've been to a fair. What aspect? What's the activities?
Rides.
So you get a sled?
Sometimes fairs you go to will have like farm animals. Okay. It'll be like, come see the biggest cow.
Come see a lot of dogs. Okay. So rides, we can get a sleigh. That's been pulled by the dogs.
I don't know if it's Zabbit's energy or just because this is the only ranch I can think of, but I'm thinking of Lon Lon Ranch from Ocarina of Time.
I keep thinking
the layout sort of works.
I keep thinking the phrase Dude Ranch and realizing I don't know what that means.
So the ranch in Dude Ranch refers to like the source, not like the ranch.
What?
It's a cum joke.
I always assumed that one, it was what you call the place where you kept all your male horses. I guess that would be a stud ranch, or it was a cool name for a male strippers. Come on down to the Dude Ranch.
The confusion there probably comes from Blink 182 using the Dude Ranch as the title of one of their albums, and the album cover being a bull with balls.
Well, Zamich, I mean, okay, if so you've got a ranch,
it's like Pearl Jam. It's the same fucking joke. Just come. Limp you've biscuit. Called your band come.
Done, gang.
Well, I learned a lot. So
I'm thinking it's like a farmer's market and all like those kind
dog
of
product
activities that you do.
Dog honey.
Dog honey?
Well, I'm just thinking of the things you typically get at a farmer's market: is vegetables, honey,
can dogs
cured meats.
So like a horse.
I am so scared. Can dogs, like a wolf, this may be related to honey. Go on.
Like a horse. Like, because you know how you get like it's a draft horse that does lots of plowing?
Okay.
If I got enough dogs.
To run a farm?
It's a farm again. We came full circle. Well, it was a ranch.
Yeah. So like if I can, so how much,
a ranch can be a
how
farm,
much
right?
horsepower can I equate to one dog power or mini dog power? You know what I mean?
Well, one horsepower is four horses.
So how many dogs
well,
is one horse?
Well, four dogs, one horse.
Okay, so I've got a lot of dog power.
Let's find out if there's an
dog
answer.
Power.
How much
dog power can I get a horsepower?
One horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power. Okay, a lot of the searches have not helped me.
Yeah. Well, I know one horse is
oh
worth.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Huh?
5.25 dogs equals one horsepower.
Okay. So we can start doing some interesting math here. Right?
20. So like 21 dog
so
power.
So hang on. How many dogs equal one horsepower?
5.25.
Let's round it down. The five. Make our life easier. Now, one horsepower is four horses. Therefore, that's one and a half. One and a quarter dogs to a horse.
Five dog equals one horse. One horse equals four horse.
But I think the maths I saw didn't include the one horse to four horse. I think it's just one dog to one horse.
Is that?
Sorry, 5.25 dogs to one horse.
It's time for me to play everyone's favorite game. Is what I'm saying true? Or is it a classic Jackson Bailey thing you think is a thing? That's the question. How? I think it's four. How many?
Welcome to our side podcast. Is this thing Jackson thinks a thing?
How many horsepower is a horse? It was in one of my recently searched things. 15.
What?
15 horses. One horse
is worth 15 horsepower.
Shit. So then the maths is definitely 5.25 horse dogs to so, one horse.
So yeah, five dog equals one horse, and one horse equals 15 horses.
Yes. No.
No, it gives 15 horsepower.
One horse has the power
of 15 horses.
Yeah, it's going to go the other way.
So you're... one horse has the power of 15 horses, or 15 horses have the power of one horse?
No. So
Joel Dush has a sidebar for himself.
These fucking idiots aren't listening. The 5.25 dogs
just
equals
one. Saying 5.25.
Just round
five
it down
dogs.
To...
Thank you.
Equals one horse.
Yeah, got that down.
One horsepower equals 15 horses.
Okay.
So five, how many horses do we need to...
5 times 15 equals 1.
Okay. that's the math we've come up with. So, that's some dog horse math. I say you go to this Dude Ranch idea as I was suggesting earlier.
So is it 15 times 5? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's how many dogs will equal 1 horsepower.
So 75 dogs.
Okay,
for 1
so,
horsepower.
We can probably get...
1 horse HP.
If we cull some dogs.
Why?
So 101 Dalmatians has 1.34 horsepower.
Okay.
That's not much.
Yeah, that is grim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anywho, so either way, I for five dogs could be basically pulling a thing that one horse pulls, yeah?
Let's say yes.
So I could kind of put those dogs to work. Basically, I could make a kind of big farm with many different aspects, but mostly all run by the dogs.
Okay.
And like a working dog.
Run by the dogs?
Lawnmowers have more horsepower than a dog. than 75 dogs.
That's crazy. But it occurs to me I don't know what horsepower means.
Like, if I was like, dogs, mow this lawn... They take a while to chew it.
They wouldn't understand.
Well, that's also true.
The lawnmower. Hey, cut the lawn.
If I trained a dog,
it'll
take a while for it to mow the lawn.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I don't know if that's what horsepower means, but that is true. Okay, so you've got a dog farm.
So got a farm where a lot of the things that usually you get, say, a horse for, you replace that with dog. I'm realizing now in the century we live in, a lot of those are replaced by tractors and other mechanical
things. Can you check out how many horsepower tractor is, Joel? Just so we can find out how many dogs Joel Zammit's going to have. Oh, no, screw it. Don't worry. We're burning the farm down. Back to the fair. The dog cheese is how we're making our money.
I just remember when you lived out in the bush, and we'd often go to those like those places,
kind of country fairs. Yeah,
those country fairs. So what are the things that they had there?
True.
So they had
Warner Garden Tractor, 15 to 20 horsepower.
That's too many horses. That's too many dogs.
Too many dogs.
So I'm remembering here. So we had there was a tarot reader. So we could do a dog tarot reader.
Okay.
Yeah. So you pay some money, and a dog reads your fortune, or maybe several dogs read your fortune. Maybe we have several things, and whichever the one the majority goes towards.
Not what I expected. Just a bit of a sidebar. Why doesn't he just do the dog tarot readers and get a person to read the dog's tarot? I guess you're not bringing your dog to the farm. The dog's already there.
Sidebar, damn it. Why does Dusha think I would pay to see a dog's fortune get read?
Imagine if you had a dog. If you have a dog.
Yeah.
Sidebar.
Okay. I'm listening. Yeah.
You've got a dog. It seems wrong. Do you think that it may be spiritually it's off? You can take it to Joel Zammit's ranch, find out what's wrong about it.
There's something cosmically wrong with my dog.
Quick sidebar for all three of us. Quick question. Is that the dog reading other dogs' tarots, or is it the dog's coming to Joel my Zammit place and I'm getting I'm reading
just a quick sidebar, Joel Zammit. Yeah. Your idea is bad, but I don't think Jackson's caught on yet because dogs can't talk.
Good point.
And here's another one. Read.
That's because it's like it's all bullshit. That's what tarot reading is, basically, right? And it's all just kind of just like you put some kind of like piles of things around, and whichever one the dog goes to, then you're like, oh, see, this was the Queen of Death. That means nothing but good fortune. No, it's for people that come in. They were like, I want my tarot read by the dog. And so we bury the tarot like cards around.
He's overcomplicated.
What are the other 100 dogs going to do?
Yeah, we put a bit of meat in.
I think they're also doing the dog cheese and stuff.
You got to milk. How many dogs are milking?
A lot.
100? Well, so you got one tarot reader and 100 milked dogs.
Well, I can't milk the male dogs, can I?
Well.
Yeah, that's true.
It's back to the dude ranch idea.
No. All right, so we got...
Oh, jerking off a dog's gross, but dog cheese is good and acceptable and great to sell to the general public.
Yes, I will stand by that statement 100%.
I would say both bad.
Some people cook with cum, so...
Jackson, okay. So we've got... All right,
good. I don't like that at all. I'm very upset.
So I was team both are bad. Your team one's okay, one's bad. Jackson's both are great.
Well, hey, Jack, sidebar. So I know that they use bull semen in like hair products and kind of like those kind of things, like skin serum.
I saw someone make a flan with cum once.
Sidebar, douche. This is making me want to vomit.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't like this.
Hang on. Sidebar, Jackson.
Yeah.
Do you think that making shampoo is cooking? Because Joel Zammit appears to.
No, it's a kind of cooking.
Sidebar, I don't think it's cooking. I'm just saying you can use animal cum as product to make a thing.
Sidebar, boys. I don't think I know what a flan is, actually.
You watched it.
Okay, so we've got tarot reading for dogs. Yep. That's buy dogs, sorry. Mm-hmm. Or we can
buy dogs for dogs.
Buy dogs for dogs for your cosmically wrong dog.
Yeah, in that situation,
the
chakras
are
reader,
all fucked.
Is the tarot reader telling me or the dog? I'm not there, and the tarot reader's like, death, and then looks at me and it's like, that's bad. And I gotta be like, oh, buddy.
You gotta put your dog down.
So what else is there? Those fed? Animal feeding.
Okay.
So
like
a pen. That's easy.
That's like feeding a pen full of a bunch
it's
of
gross.
Dogs.
It's gross.
Really. Most people do it every day.
I was mentioning wet food.
No.
Well, yeah, put it in their bowl.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That, and maybe like a bottle so you can do that.
I don't like that.
Of dog milk.
Of dog milk.
He's got plenty for the cheese.
So. Yeah. So that's that.
Let's go bad again. I guess you feed little lambs with milk.
Yeah.
What else do you or we could have lambs and have well we could feed the lambs the dog milk.
You have 101 dogs and
like
zero
three lambs. No,
why do you need three?
What do I do with these 101 dogs? I gotta figure something out. That's right, buy some lambs. If I had more animals, I would have less problems. I'm Joel Zammett.
I got too many animals. What if I added more animals? Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah. What else?
There's a reason God picked Noah and not Joel Zammett.
Yeah, just let them all on. Oh, this was too many. And then they say,
oh, shit. What else is
God,
that?
God, I've drowned.
Those fairs. It's usually some guy selling rocks. Okay. So I can
get
be
him.
Like, I can be like, these rocks were dug up by these dogs.
How much?
What do you mean these rocks? What?
What do you mean what? It's so
what
easy.
Do I mean what?
These rocks were found by these dogs. And I have a dog there sitting down.
Why do I
sign,
care?
A sign, because that's
all
clever.
Rocks have sort of probably been dug up by a dog.
Okay, sidebar with myself. Both of those ideas are insane.
Dogs dig.
Yeah, not every rock
that's fair.
Dug up by a dog.
Mountains are mostly made of rocks, and dogs haven't touched those.
Okay, well, then, okay, I'll just buy them wholesale.
Okay.
And then sell them and just say that the dog found them.
So you're going to claim to me that you have, so just so I understand.
Yes.
You have psychic dogs.
I have
you have milking dogs. You
I have
dogs.
101 very clever dogs.
Some dogs some are good
psychic,
at finding geodes.
Some are good at finding geodes. Others are real good at being milked.
Okay. How long do we think, sidebar, how long do we think before Joel Zammett's dog ranch is foreclosed upon?
2 to 3 hours.
I think as he's putting up the sign that says Joel Zammett's dog ranch, somebody's taking it down behind. Him. He finishes the H and he turns around and there's nothing left on the sign.
Oh. I'm trying. And then, yeah, you just have like...
How much are you charging for entry?
Yeah, what's a ticket?
Where's the...
Let's see. I've made a lot of bad decisions.
You bought
like,
a ranch.
Yeah.
A grand
lambs. And
a grand a ticket.
Boys, I'm in trouble again. I've made some risky financial moves. $10,000.
$10,000 a ticket. And I look inside and I see a dog near a geode and you're like, the dog dug that up. And I'm like, oh, here's my money. I'm going to see this dog that can dig up rocks.
Let's see. Housing dogs seems to be pricey.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. 101. That's a lot of dogs.
I mean,
plus, not to mention the lambs.
The Dealey family actually have that exact problem.
Yeah.
What if it then became like an art exhibition of 101 Dalmatians living on this ranch that I then charge?
Lusher, I think it's time you took the dogs. Zammett's not done anything
worthwhile.
You come and get them in your car. What's next?
Jackson.
Yeah.
In 1957, humanity strive for greatness.
Okay.
And they achieved something. But I feel like with 101 shots, I can achieve truly something more. In 1957, the Soviet Union shot Laika to space.
Oh, yeah.
What if we did it again 101 times? What if there's something good up there for dogs?
Okay, so yes, the question has to be, what did they hope Laika would achieve? I love that you think the Soviet failed. They were like, oh, Laika didn't find
whatever we were like, hey, Laika, go find aliens.
Yeah, go find something cool in space.
Off you go.
Oh, no.
Maybe I'll have a like retreat plan, though, because they didn't.
Yeah.
Their plan was to poison the dog, but it died before the poison got to it.
Yeah.
It's a sad story.
But 101 times, It's, I mean, the second time people will be like, he's a lunatic for trying this again. By the 10th time, they'll be like, I guess this is funny.
Well, I think they'll be like, he's a lunatic because we know we can send a dog to space.
Now, I know
what else is to be learned.
Boys, you will say I bought a lot, I spent a lot of money and then financial debt.
Research. Because government funding. Something your ranch will never get.
Because I spent a lot of money on a ranch.
Yeah.
But you're making rocket ships.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's play this out. I'll be NASA.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's John Nasser. Welcome to the program.
Hi, John Nasser. I know we're cowards because astronauts keep dying. I've got 101 dogs that are very brave.
Okay. Can dogs control a spaceship?
If we build it, they can.
Okay.
What do you mean? Build it to what specifications?
Dog specifications.
What are you hoping to...
like, what is that? What?
What are you hoping to achieve when we get the dogs into space?
Okay. Best case scenario.
Maintenance.
We've made your dog specification rocket.
Yeah.
We've put 101 of them in there.
No, well, it's 101 rockets.
Oh, 101 rockets. It's one rocket each?
I think so is the idea,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, one rocket each.
That's so much rocket.
Yeah, because like we send...
They don't have to be big.
Yeah, they just need to be dogs.
I mean, they do. The size of a dog.
Well, no, because again, if you look at the spaceships that we've sent up with like...
Just they aren't the size of a man.
Human. The Dalmatian is basically the size of man.
Mm, yeah, because I guess if we sent them up that they were the size of a dog, we just watch them all burn up in the atmosphere.
Yeah. So we kind of need... It's actually more economical for us, if we were to send up a lot of dogs, is to kind of like... You batch them basically, but then what's to stop them getting territorial? And I've heard Dalmatians are quite stupid.
Yeah, I'm worried that the dogs, when in space, will cause more problems for space.
Yeah, I don't know if a dog knows to like shit in not everywhere.
Yeah, when they sent Laika into space, they were testing whether or not something could survive.
And we know that,
and we did.
Yeah,
well, what if we see if we can just survive further?
Okay.
But a dog has a shorter lifespan than a human.
Yeah, but sending a human to space to just see how far they go is pretty fucked.
Well, but dogs are worth less.
But we also have...
I'm a morally complicated man who works at NASA.
But we also have drones.
Yeah. Yes, my friend John NASA raises a great point.
Yeah.
Now, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm sure whatever garbage you're listening to now is fine, but did you know we do an absolute arseload of other podcasts? For example, D&D is for Nerds, a real-play Dungeons & Dragons podcast where I, Adam, Cass, and Zamet play a bunch of different characters over the course of a bunch of different campaigns, but all taking place within the same twisting, connected universe. If you've never played D&D before, that won't be a problem. Hell, it might make listening to it even better. So head to sanspantsradio.com and look for D&D is for Nerds, or just search for D&D is for Nerds wherever you find your podcasts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dog.
Uh-huh.
Astronauts.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
On the moon or Mars.
Oh, okay.
Test gravity, see what the dog brain does.
Here, let me
space.
Just run the simulation. Oh, the dog lands on Mars, runs away.
Yeah,
come back! The Mars rover's got a little dog whistle feature. Come back. Come here. Oh, but he's gone. He's lost in the Martian wilderness.
Surely we'd be able to get some data from that.
Yeah, but not back to us.
A lost dog.
You're just watching the dog.
Look, a dog skeleton.
101 dogs flee in all directions from the Mars rover. Well,
I don't know how good the Mars rover will, like, treads go over a dead dog.
That's going to be fucked up when we finally land there. We have to do something about all the you'll be walking around in your fucking Mars colony being like, oh, that's one of the, NASA's horrific Dalmatian experiment. Yeah, that is
sad. Because they wouldn't decompose.
Yeah, that's true. Or would they instantly decompose? I don't know enough about Mars.
Mm. Why is this?
Mm. Well, the moon, maybe. Maybe the moon.
The moon, another great choice.
Here's a question. Yeah. If you jump too much on the moon, do you keep going up?
No.
No, because it has its own gravitational
pull.
It's
just way less.
It just seems like the astronauts that went there were being really serious about it, and I feel like the Dalmatians are going to play silly buggers. And I just yeah. You can see them floating away.
Imagine Neil Armstrong
float away.
If he had a frisbee,
yeah,
and 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, if he'd thrown the frisbee and as the dog jumped up, would the dog have just kept going?
Like a dog grabs the frisbee and like Thor getting pulled by his hammer, a dog is pulled.
Oh no!
By the frisbee.
Once more, staff of mankind, I have too many dogs.
That's what everyone hears.
A less memorable speech.
Is he saying something? Get out of it!
That just replaces his famous "I saw the neighbor getting sucked off" comment or whatever
it was.
Yeah. You know, well, once more, staff of mankind.
Once more, staff of me.
One small step for man, but
one giant leap for mankind. Here's to you, my next door neighbor that was getting sucked off if I landed on the moon or something.
Yeah, something like that.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know about this? Yeah, it's like a...
I think it might be an urban legend. I don't know if it's true, but he
overheard his neighbors being like, I'll give you a blowjob if one man walks on the moon.
Ah. And then when he walked on the moon, he was like, hey.
Here's to you, Mr.
Robinson. Blowjob.
The first Johnny Blowjob.
Yeah. Okay, so you got all the dogs at NASA.
Yeah.
Yep.
I honestly think, though, like, because, like...
Okay. It's good that it's a bit serious.
Okay.
Dog on the moon.
Great.
We're going to find out stuff just through watching a dog on the moon that we are not...
Could you just give me an idea?
Yeah. Give okay.
The kind of thing we could learn.
Yeah.
Like what
are we going to learn from a dog dying on the moon?
Yeah.
I understand you want a dog on the moon. I'm like, I'm there, but I don't know what data.
Down in NASA, we're looking at the readings.
How does it affect the brain of a dog being in space? Like, are the behaviors going to change? Because astronauts change for millions.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
They'll be certainly afraid of being in space.
That dog looks frightened.
Write that down.
Because the thing is, with a human, when we send them to moon, we're like, how'd that feel? He'd be like, I was pretty scared.
Yeah, it was fucked.
Whereas we're like, dog, hey, dog. Back, it's just shaking. We're like, that fucked it up pretty bad.
Yeah. Whereas I'm like, astronaut, I immediately
felt insignificant when I looked at the Earth. What does that do to a dog?
How can you communicate that with a dog?
Humanity sent...
Witness it.
We sent a chip...
Watch it. Why did I say maintenance?
Okay, what?
What's the thing called when you do a study and you're watching?
Observe.
Observation.
You observe a dog, and so what telltale signs are you like,
you send a dog to the moon, the dog looks at Earth from the moon, then gets sent back to Earth, then you just watch the dog, see how it acts.
It shits itself. It shakes, it's scared. You gotta take it to one of those vet the dog psychologists. They're like, what did you do to this dog?
Then the dog psychologist can tell me what it's going through.
The dog is like, no dog has ever been this traumatized. Something
but like,
crazy.
What
do I know?
Fuck, I'm coming out of... Because, like, will the dog even know? Because if I get a dog and put it in a car and then drive it for, like, 8 hours...
We sent a chimp to space, okay?
Then
the chimp didn't know what was happening. The chimp had been trained to press some buttons by giving it electric shocks. If it didn't press the buttons on Earth, they electrocuted his feet. And then as he went up...
That's a dumb move, because there'd be things in space that would hurt more than getting an electric shock.
What are you saying?
Like, okay, something's going wrong.
Yeah.
I guess I just like, never mind. In my head, I was like, oh, okay, cool. So, like, if he does.
Space is pointy.
Space is pointy and pokes it. I just like, I don't know, say it's like spinning out of control or something, and they zap his feet to like get him to press a button to stabilize it. The motion sickness would feel worse than the electric shock, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but they trained him beforehand.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, he didn't know he was in space. He just was like, I am a chimp in a hot little box. And then he got out of the box at a certain point. He's like, I feel sick. And they're like, you did it. And he's like, I don't know what I did.
Yeah, but that's cool. Now we know.
Yeah.
But we've never done that
no,
one.
What?
No.
Now
what do we know?
We know. And we've got 101 attempts.
A dog's brain is so smooth. So smooth.
Maybe we can see what happens when we
The dog's just going like this. And we're like, that dog doesn't know it's in space. Yeah.
That dog wants to crack open a window and have a sniff. Yeah. That's what the dog wants.
He's got no fucking idea what's happening. Okay?
But maybe it does.
How would you ever communicate with us?
A dog psychologist. If we've got dog
psychologists. Dog psychologists aren't magic.
It can know it's sad or happy. Right? And it's like sad.
Or maybe happy.
I got 101 sad dogs.
Okay, you find out a dog went to space, comes back happier than it left.
Yeah. Okay. I take a dog to a beach. The dog is clearly happier.
Yeah, but now we know that space makes you feel good.
What are we going to do with that
by one study?
Then we know that...
Okay. We're like, oh, you got a sad dog sent to the space.
So after 101 experiments, how many of them... Okay, let's just say a weird anomaly of it's like, okay, 70% come back happier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's next?
Are you telling
Joel
me...
Joel Dush receives the Nobel Prize, apparently.
It's okay. Are we found out that in NASA a study of 101 Dalmatians, 70 and a bit came back a bit happier.
I would be a dog is happy going in a car. I say a dog's name, it's a bit happier. Yeah.
I then do another study, and I'm like, of 101 dogs that got into a car, 70 and a bit came back pretty happy.
Well, then we know we can correlate the car
NASA
travel
comes out, they're like,
and
dogs like being
space.
In cars. You're like, oh, yeah. What else is new?
But also...
We tell the dog beforehand, we're not taking you to the vet, and he goes to the moon.
Yeah. I'm glad we cut NASA's funding if this is what they're doing.
Are you telling me that then we can correlate like car rides and space trips as basically the same pressures on a dog? That's exciting.
Who needs that information?
What was that? Correlation doesn't equal...
Correlation doesn't equal causation.
Yeah.
But it can.
Can I take the dogs?
It can suggest.
Can I have the dogs off Dusha, please?
Yeah. I'm going to send them to
We're
the
not
moon.
Sending him to space.
None of Dusha's math made sense, I don't know what he thought we were going to learn.
I think it made less money than the ranch.
Certainly cost Dusha less. Anyway, I'm going to turn half of them into a slurry. That's the plan.
Into a what?
Like a slurry, like a soup, and then I'll make dog food out of that, feed the other half. See what'll happen.
What do you mean?
This is how we got mad cows.
We get mad dogs. Maybe that's good. It's a kind of prank, I guess.
What do you mean that's
Who
good?
Who are you pranking?
I guess the other dogs.
Ha ha, you've got mad dog
disease.
How
would they
disease?
Know? We're taking it to what? A dog psychologist? Oh, they're traumatized? Or they're like, we don't know. These Dalmatians have the smoothest brain. I know, what the fuck?
No, I'm just thinking, look, you're...
They can correlate between being in the car and eating the flesh of a fellow dog.
That's the slurry. It's a slurry. It's a sort of soup.
Yeah, so
like laps it up.
30 and a bit less dogs have the same experience of eating other dogs.
Yeah, well, I just think you've got these big, complicated plans. This seems like an easy thing to do. You got a lot of dogs you got to get rid of or whatever.
We didn't have to get rid of them.
We might as well turn them into a slurry or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, how many...
You have so many dog bones. Well, yeah, you'd sell the dog bones too. Use every part of the animal.
For what? To who?
Toothpicks? They're little, I guess.
They're not that little.
Wait, are they puppies?
Well, they're 100. Well, they don't have to. That's more slurry. I thought they were, but no, actually, that's great.
Well, then what are you going to do with the bones now? The toothpicks are off the cards.
Yeah, they're big.
Well, how do you make like a bones at the museum?
What do you mean, how do you make a like the bones at the museum?
You know, at the museum, they got all the bones, but it's like one animal.
Yeah. I think that's probably a form of like taxidermy, isn't it?
Well, whatever that is.
It's like science taxidermy.
Yeah,
not
I do
just...
some science taxidermy with the bones. So selling to vets.
So vets have
they're like, oh.
50 and a bit.
Well, I sell them to different vets.
So 50 and a bit different vets have a Dalmatian.
With
a
caved-in skull.
It's a two-pronged, it's a two-pronged approach.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Prong one, turn them into slurry.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Prong two, sell their bones to vets. Then vets, if they got to figure out what's going on in the Dalmatian, they look at the bones.
What? Okay, so much like you... I can understand. Now I'm seeing what you guys saw. What are vets going to learn from looking at a skeleton?
You go to a dentist, they have got teeth.
No, but that's more for...
What's that? Who's that for?
Show.
Yeah. It's
well,
like,
then it'd be the same thing.
So this is what the inside of your dog looks like. Ignore the caved-in skull.
If I went to a vet, you go to a doctor, they got a skeleton there.
Yeah, it's not a real skeleton.
And also, even if it is a skeleton in their office, they use it for... They'll be like, oh, okay, so this rib are broken.
Yeah, well, they could explain that to
me. Look, hey, dog, this rib are broken.
They explain it to the owner. These are your dog's ribs.
The dog's sad because he's got two broken
ribs. These ribs are broken. And the slurry, we figure we sell that on to someone. Someone will want the slurry.
It's sad when the seller and the buyer are the only one in the same. I'd buy dog slurry, but I'm the only one making dog slurry. It's sad, really.
It's perfect.
It's a closed loop.
Yeah.
So you've made dog slurry to feed the other dogs. You actually don't have
dog slurry.
I was
going to feed the other dogs.
So you've made every dog slurry.
Yeah, I'll make every dog into a slurry.
And then now you've got 101 skeletons
and
for vets.
To sell to 101 vets, $100 a pop. Okay.
Would you at least skin the dogs beforehand so you could then give someone enough material for a
coat? I wish you'd been
here
before.
You just thrown out the...
Damn.
Like a certain villain did, you know?
Yeah, Cruella's like, I got Cruella's this... Oh my God, yeah. What did you do? These have been inexpertly skinned. Yeah.
So Cruella's like, hey, yeah, I'm making a coat, but what you're doing, you're like, no, Cruella didn't go far enough. She's wasteful.
Yeah, you didn't use every bit of the dog.
Except the coat. You're just going to use the bones and the broth.
Yeah. Then I put the dogs in cans or whatever and sell it on. To feasibly myself, depending.
For what?
Well, you got 101, well, probably like 202 cans of dog meat.
Yeah.
Maybe 303.
They are big cans.
Okay, 303 cans of dog food.
You
that's
thinking
also dog
just
meat?
One fully grown Dalmatian will fit into three cans? I can see him compacting it.
Yeah.
And because he's slurrying.
Slurrying.
It's a slurry. It's not just dog meat. It's all herbs and oils and stuff.
Okay, so no, that's good because that's expensive now.
Yeah, yeah. And like, you know, stock or whatever.
What
and
are
then...
you doing?
Who are you flavoring it for?
You making
whoever eats it. What
so
are you
making
mean?
A dog stock?
Is it food for dogs or for people?
I put
now?
It in the back of my van. And I travel the country selling it at truck stops on the side of the road, county fairs.
Dog slurry, come get some.
Dog I don't call it dog slurry, I just call it slurry.
Okay, meat slurry?
No, just slurry.
Slurry.
And I say it's got curative properties.
So it's for people now.
It's
so
for whoever wants it.
Yeah, so running, the intended
scam,
audience
like
is...
a snake oil scam.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah,
you
except
could call
it's
it
made of real dead dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
You try to trick people into eating dog meat.
I'm just selling it on.
And what is your end goal? What do you want to happen when
to
you
make
sell...
money. $100 a pop for the skeleton.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
$10 a pop for the can, yeah.
Okay, this is for just for America. But on December 20th, 2018, the Federal Dog and Cat Meat Trade Prohibition Act was signed to law. So it bans slaughtering dogs and cats for food in the U.S.
Well, you're the only one of us that's broken the law
for
in the
American
U.S.
Is it illegal to eat dog meat in
it
Australia?
It can't be that illegal. It's got to be at least a bit legal, right? If not, well, I guess that's why I've just called it slurry, so.
Is eating cats or dogs legal? RSEV.
Yeah.
The RSPCA.
What's the answer? Come on. Guys, a lot hinges on this. A lot hinges.
South Australia is the only place that definitively prohibits the consumption of meat from a cat or a dog.
There you go.
But the sale of cat and dog
meat. Give it away for free, then.
Is... illegal in every state.
Loophole this. You can be like, hey, here's my delicious slurry. Donate if you want.
It costs me nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so we're in Victoria. Let's see what their law exactly
says. I think in the end I'm going to come up better than both of you financially.
Monster, sure, but...
Yeah, maybe morally. Maybe I got to go chat to your dog tarot reader or whatever.
Processing or selling, so still illegal.
What if I'm not selling? I'm giving it away.
You're still processing it.
What if I do that elsewhere?
Where?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm going to jail.
Yeah, I could not do it, but no, jail seems
well,
better.
I assume I'm finding this out afterwards. As I've packed up my van and I'm ready to hit the road, you're like, we actually just did a brief Google. You know you're going to jail for a long time?
Oh. Killing cats and dogs, illegal. Processing or selling their meat, illegal. Eating it, not illegal.
Okay, so, well...
If you found a dead
what
dog,
if I just eat it myself?
Yeah, that's you can eat dog meat, but you have to have found the dog.
Well, okay.
Dead.
Well, I mean, it says footage. I mean, I'm assuming you could then be like, I don't know, officers, how did these 101 dogs become slurry?
Okay.
And then
brand
you
new plan.
You could claim that you ran into an imaginary version of yourself that gave you 101 cans of slurry for you to slurp down.
Yeah. Well, okay, what about new plan? Okay. One,
then if you're buying it from someone, then you're fine. But
it will be me. I'm buying it from you. What about this? More humane plan. Wait till the dogs die of old age.
Uh huh.
Okay. Then turn them into a slurry. They died of natural causes.
Jerky. Dog.
Dog jerky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Sell the old bones, I guess.
You're still. Okay. So you haven't killed the dogs. Well done. The other one is still a crime.
Well done. You're still not quite a monster.
50%.
No, 50% less charges, not even necessarily 50% less jail time.
And you've done it on such a large scale too.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's still 101 charges of eating a dog or selling a dog meat.
But I thought eating a dog wasn't illegal.
No, so you can eat a dog.
But well, great.
You can't kill a dog.
Okay, yeah, I'll wait for them to die of old age.
But you also can't.
Then I eat them.
You can't sell.
Well, okay, old, so I just eat them regularly then.
So if your dogs die of old age and then you slurry them and then you eat them,
yeah,
fine.
Oh, well, great, I'll do that then.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. That's
Jackson's plan. In 15 years, I'm going to eat 101 dogs. Yeah.
Over the course of many a night.
Yeah.
What are long-term effects of eating nothing but a dog?
You go into your room and you start doing schematics for your ranch. You go into your room and start calling NASA. I go to my room, I flip open my calendar for 15 years in the future and circle a date. Sit down on my bed. Now we play the waiting game.
101.
What does it take? What does it do to the human body to eat 101 dogs? How do you come out of that? Well?
I feel eating a dog, because it's a carnivore.
Yes.
The damage would have been done by the time you're preparing it, I reckon. There's no difference between a man who has prepared 101 dogs to be consumed by him,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versus the same man that has finished consuming.
I'm just, yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel this is
a bad plan.
Yeah.
By a monster.
Yeah. I'm just trying to work out like the any negatives in terms of eating
any negatives.
Carnivore. Like for your body, like apart from like, you being morally reprehensible.
Apart from my soul. Yeah. What does it do to my body? Well, parasites, definitely.
Yeah. What are the consequences on the human
body of eating dog meat? Because you can do it.
Like, can't you know? Again, like again, some cultures do. Yeah. It's like it's. I'm the difference between like say you know that and say a pig or a cow.
What's the difference?
You can have those like you know philosophical like arguments. I would be like, well, yeah, but one of them is
a
herbivore.
Yeah. Oh right. Yeah. True. Yeah.
And so you know, in times of need, of course, you know, you should probably you know, but like 101.
101 anything is a lot to eat. So, yeah, let's see.
I've probably eaten 101 cows in my life.
Yeah, yeah, but not at once.
Not at once, no.
Therein lies the difference. Yeah. Dusha seems like he can't figure it out, so maybe I'm in the clear.
It's quite a fatty. Oh, this is bad. It's a fatty meat.
It's becoming mildly less appealing.
Like.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not. Healthy, but it's
that in and of itself is shocking. Dusha's face looks like somebody's.
It's because I thought that I would easily find someone's like, don't do it for this reason. But history seems to be on the other side.
Again,
I come out stronger than ever. A Superman.
We are looking at it through like a Western lens.
Ebola maybe came from dog meat.
Okay, so I get Ebola.
There we go.
I come out and say, I ate 101 dogs.
Yeah, look, we are looking from a very Western lens where it's just like, you know, these are, you know, pets and this is what we care for. But like, you know, you look at it from other perspectives and you're like, is it maybe not?
It's
too
just
bad.
A kind of burial in a way.
I just feel. I don't like it.
Well, I guess the question would be, would you remain friends with me afterwards?
No.
Wow.
No.
Oh.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
Don't eat your dog.
I've been Joel.
Oh dear.
Hi, My name is Levins, and I'm here to tell you all about HeyFam, the only podcast on the internet featuring two white men in their mid-30s talking about movies, music, TV, video games, and comic books. But HeyFam is about more than just pop culture. It's about friendship. Most of all, it's about the 2005 movie Son of the Mask. You can find HeyFam at sanspantsradio.com, Acast, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't you just love cross-promotion?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.